was just reading a story out of Atlanta about a girl who is, I guess she's a freshman now at Princeton, but she had, as a senior, she had competed in something called, hold on, let me find her. Here she is. She had competed in something called the oratorical contest. And she said that when she was like in elementary school, it was a required part of English where you had to do the oratorical, and that she stayed with it and competed in oratorical. By the way, she just won the world championship.
Oh, really?
The world championship held where?
Of oratorical?
St. Louis. Oh, but yes, okay. the oratorical, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of the oratorical contest.
What is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. It says what began as a requirement through her elementary school. She went to elementary school in, hold on, I got it right here. Come on, Elliot. Johns Creek. She went to Johns Creek Elementary School and then went to Lambert.
Rich kid.
Okay.
What did he say?
Rich kid. Oh. Can I finish the sentence, please?
Yes.
Then she went to high school at Lambert High School in Suwanee. Rich kid.
This is like how you can't fall for three card Monte at Premier Mall because you're labeled bougie and you deserve it.
So anyway, she in fifth grade, she was part of oratorical. And again, I don't remember having to do that in elementary school. I'd never heard of it. But then, like, if you for her, it was mandatory. And so, hey, Ziggy, where did you grow up?
Snellville.
Oh, poor kid.
That's kind of east. Yeah.
Poor kid. Yeah, poor kid. Exactly.
That's right.
Maybe they didn't have That's oratorical. Right. Maybe Snellville, they just called Loganville. It talking.
You know, they tried to build it up by saying everybody's somebody in Snellville. So that's the city motto.
So, Diane, based on the look on your face, you did not have mandatory oratorical?
No, not in elementary, middle, or high school.
So you never had to do that? You
no,
never
I mean,
had
I,
to?
I took, like, public speaking in college.
No. This was, I mean, it ends at the age of 19.
Yeah.
So I think she was 18 when she won. She won the world championship.
That's great for
what
her.
What is it?
Oratorical?
There's a big difference between not having to do it and not knowing what the hell it is.
It sounds like it is like you like public speech giving is what it sounds like.
I think that's brilliant to start them in elementary school, though.
But it's a contest?
Yeah. Yeah. So like you have to, you know how like I wasn't, I should have been part of the debate team. I was asked several times to be part of the debate team. Wasn't for me. However, it
Just
sounds
be careful with these next few sentences.
The wait, what do you mean?
I wouldn't stutter or stammer.
The well, no, I'm not in debate right now.
Life is a debate. You know, whenever you make a comment like that, you have to think really hard about what you're saying, at least for the next 15 seconds.
No, but I can't. No, because when I think too hard about what I'm going to say, it doesn't come out right. I'm better off just letting it go. You know what I mean? Like, just let it all out there. So anyway.
Oh, my God. So how brown is that grass if the other side to us would be thinking about the words, but you say it's worse?
It is. Because then I start stammering over. I have so many words that show up in front of me to choose from.
The best words.
I don't know which one to pick. So when my brain just goes, it just picks the right words. Sometimes I mess them up, but it picks the right words as opposed to like looking at a list like it's a thesaurus. See how I thought that word out to pick which one I should pick. There you go.
Clear. All right, you're good. Now you can be your normal self.
Kristen, will you do me a favor? Ziggy, hold on. Will you see if you can find me somebody who did oratorical, please? Please.
Oratorical.
Ziggy, stop. Stop. 866 to Elliot. I don't think it's all rich kids, Ziggy. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Anybody who did oratorical. So I don't know it to answer your question, Tyler. I don't know exactly what it is, but it sounds like it's some sort of you have to give a public speech And then you compete against other people.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the way they talk about it. Ziggy, hold on one sec. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Mother. And yeah, thanks for listening. Hold on one second. All right, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on one second for me, please.
By the way, it says it started in the late 20s. So
1928.
That's right at the beginning of the Great Depression. Not a lot of rich kids running around.
Maybe that's what they did because they had nothing else to do. They talked.
Don't cost nothing.
The words are free. But yes, it goes way back. But it sounds like it's very, very competitive.
Are you very competitive? Topic?
I know they were for the World Championships. And
it's the same topic for every.
Is
it like to judge that?
Oh, I bet it's great.
Elliot.
Oh, I'd love to judge that.
Stop.
Why? What would be so bad?
It's the same subject matter.
Yeah, but to listen to a bunch, which is perfect, to listen to a bunch of young, up-and-coming people have to deliver, like, I don't want it to be long, you know, like 15, 20 minutes, and listen to them.
Each person, 15 to 20 minutes? That's
well, 5 minutes isn't 15, enough time.
Okay, 15 to 20, that's an eternity.
Maybe it is for some people. And when I say that, I don't mean like not for me, but I'm saying like.
Because it's just them talking. It's not like a back and forth, right?
No, it's not debate.
Right.
It is a, yeah, you deliver your speech on the topic.
And there's no visual aids. It's not a presentation. It's just.
I think it's just.
Talk.
I think it's not called oratorical with design. It's just oratorical. But maybe it is. Maybe it's not that long. Maybe 20 minutes seems like a lifetime if you are a person that doesn't like public speaking.
Well, you would never make it into this contest.
No.
Well, but they had to do it. Like, that's my point.
The World Championship?
No, no, no. When she started in school. As a matter of fact, she said when she started in school, this Georgia kid, when she started in school, she bombed horribly. She said there's a picture of her in her elementary school yearbook crying.
They published that?
Yeah, because, well, they called it gentle ribbing back then.
Okay.
Crying because of how bad she got obliterated. But she said, I went back the next year and tried it again, and then she stuck with it. She said she had some great teachers who just kept encouraging her.
So she's been doing this since grade school?
Since fifth grade. But she had to do it in fifth grade.
Sorry, my mom used the term grade school over the weekend, and the kids didn't know what it was.
Yeah, elementary school.
Since
primary school. Primary school. Yeah, but it's not like she's been to it. She had to do it.
Yeah, wow.
Did you have to do a public speaking thing? Well, you said in college.
College, yeah.
But didn't you?
You had to give presentations in high school.
Yeah, even before high school. Like in middle school, didn't you have to give an oral report?
Yes,
yeah.
But it wasn't a judging of the
It wasn't a judging, but you were forced to stand in front of the class and give a report.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. And do you remember, like, half the kids would stand there and you could just hear their papers doing this?
Yeah, because that's one of the most common fears is public speaking.
You know where when I did my oral report, you know where I put my papers?
On the lectern.
No, our teacher wouldn't let us use a podium.
No?
No. Because then you'd just lay it down there and you
look down.
You would never look up.
Did you use index cards?
No. So I walked up there with my report, and I don't even remember what it was on, but I was like, you know, they were like, Eliyahu, and I went up there, and I was like, my report is on hockey, and I took my paper, and I put it behind my back.
Oh, flex.
Yeah, yeah. No, because it's never bothered me. Like, that part never bothered me. It does bother some kids, and they would stand up there, and I'd be like, I can see your paper shaking, because they were nervous. They were nervous.
Yeah.
So what happened?
With who?
You.
Oh, I did all right. I got an A.
Oh, years later. Oh, God, he's doing hockey again.
Wait, what do you mean?
I would just like...
I don't mind public speaking.
Wait, hold on. I got to pull up the promo from yesterday.
Wait, from yesterday? What did I do yesterday?
No, but I mean, you're saying that, but at the same time, out of the other side of your mouth, which at this point is so far to the side, it's almost behind your head, you get things like this.
I can't say good words.
Do you see the contradictory nature of it all?
Yeah, but I still have no problem. I said that publicly.
So your honesty, you think, is an excuse for your missteps?
Just because you're public speaking doesn't mean that you're not flubbing.
If you're really good at it, it does mean perfection.
Okay, but I'm not nervous at it, I guess.
Hey, it's just one of those things where it's like, love it or leave it. Like, take me for me.
Hey, I got blemishes. We all do.
This oratorical contest.
Never heard of it.
It sounds like it's speech to speak, not speech to teach.
What do you mean?
You see what I'm saying? Where it's all about 100% the actual execution of the talk and not what's being talked about.
Oh, so what they say about the subject doesn't even matter?
I'm not saying it doesn't factor in, but it's the mechanism, you know, behind you getting up there and delivering a hell of a discussion.
Right, but not
a discussion. There's no back and forth. It's just one-sided.
Right, but it doesn't even matter if what you're saying is good. It's just how you say it.
Well, I wouldn't be mean in what you're saying.
That's why I want to judge it. Because I demand both. We're at the World Championships. Don't half-ass it with me.
What was her final talk on?
Everybody had to be on the same subject. I don't like the subject, if I'm being honest with you.
What was it?
I thought it was a cop-out. Because of, obviously, pandemic. So there... No, it was... Hold on. Oh, staying optimistic in challenging times.
Well, that's pretty broad.
Yeah,
I thought it would be more specific.
But it was like because of the pandemic and it was shut down and the oratorical. And
man, you're good.
Positive.
Can't say good words.
No, I didn't like the subject matter, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, so this is actually, she addresses my...
What, Diane? What?
Hobie.
Hobie ain't good at oratorical.
I, too, was asked to join oratorical in high school. Hashtag explicit.
Wait, I can't tell. Is Hobie lying or was he asked to join oratorical? Or would he have to stop to spit?
He's an onion. He would have had to stop. He would need a Snapple bottle near him. But
so I remain positive.
I believe it.
During the pandemic by dipping.
Or maybe he couldn't do it because of his commitment to Glee.
Right. That's right. He was in chorus.
And he's a scientist. And can feel dress.
So, the winner here, though, kind of addresses what I was wondering about. And she says, it took me years to discover the themes that resonated with the audience the most, optimize my presentation style to balance emotion and clarity and find my authentic voice. So I guess what you're saying does matter. But
yes.
she does say that, like, the way you do it is a big part of it as well.
So do you have to speak with a smile? I always do. No, but like that, I don't get that part of it.
You can't stutter and stammer.
But that's how people talk.
No, not in world championships.
No.
For talking. That's like you saying, I don't remember his name. Who is the Micro Machines guy?
Who?
The Micro Machines guy who talked really fast.
Oh, the American Federal, what was it?
Federal Express?
Yeah. Where he
the
went,
old
yeah.
old guy in the commercials?
Well, he wasn't old, or was he?
Well, he, okay.
I mean, now he's probably dead.
Old commercials.
He's still alive.
Yeah, oh, God bless him. Yeah. But yeah, he was the Federal Express guy.
Motormouth John Machida.
Wait, is he John Machida's dad? I say John Machida like everybody's like...
we should all know who that is.
Yeah, he used to be the van driver at Z100 and now is the program director at a station in Pittsburgh. That's what everybody was thinking.
But anyway, that would be like you, and now this point is lost. But it's like you telling Motormouth John Machida, a.k.a. the fast-talking guy, you don't have to speak that quickly. That's what he does. These kids, that's what they do. Perfection.
So is it nerdy?
It sounds a tad, I don't want to say nerdy, but just...
But they found their thing.
I almost get a sense that these kids are a little bit full of themselves.
Oh, so you think there's a, like, kind of a douchey, I'm better than you...
When, Diane, this is a question for you. Please don't answer Elliot. When Elliot would stand up there and make a scene... a demonstrative scene of putting his papers behind his back... What was your first thought?
Oh, okay.
Douche.
Yeah. Why are you holding your lips together?
So I don't answer.
Kristen hates that word, and I do too.
Which one?
But I knew Diane douche. Was thinking.
Why do you hate douche? That's a good word.
Because.
But Kristen shook her head too. She didn't like it.
Wait, douche?
No, you getting up there and trying to show up the class.
No, I wasn't trying to show up the class.
I'm all flashy and whatnot.
In an understated way.
But I do like this that this girl won. She won a big, I will say this.
It'll help with that Princeton tuition.
The prize is small.
What was it?
You won a world championship for talking.
But it is a very
$15,000
niche sort of contest.
It's not, though. It's an international competition. International competition. World championship. She only won 15 grand.
Does seem a little low.
It does. Where am I going? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, it's Rich.
Hey, Rich. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? Ain't no way you were an oracle.
Oracle.
Oratorical.
No way. No, we had the Golden Quill contest growing up, and unfortunately my sister won it. So I heard about it all through high school when I got another C on an essay. My mom would be like, "Your sister won the Golden Quill. I don't understand." And then my sister would yell from upstairs, "Ma, that was fourth grade."
So is the Golden Quill the equivalent of... Hey, thank you, Rich. Is the Golden Quill the equivalent of the writing equivalent of oratorical?
I guess so.
This is another contest I've never heard of.
Yeah.
I never have either. Wait, now Kristen says I have to go to line 2. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, quickly Googling what's better than gold.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Who is this?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
This is Kyla. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Yes, Kyla. Hey, did you have to do oratorical?
Well, I'm Canadian, so I actually did the Canadian Public Speaking Championship. So it's like this similar thing to the oratorical in Canada.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So, well, what part of Canada are you from?
Ontario. I'm from like a small town in northern Ontario.
Try me. Which town?
Sudbury.
Oh, the Sudbury Wolves.
Giant nickel.
Yeah, the Sudbury Wolves.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. By the way, is that pathetic?
Yes.
That she can name a small Ontario town and I know the hockey team there. That's almost embarrassing. That's really almost embarrassing.
No, that's your skill. I'm sure there's a competition somewhere.
There really isn't. There's the oratorical, the Golden Quill, and can you name minor league hockey teams?
That's the Silver Stick.
No, that's actually a different competition. So you had to do the public speaking championships?
Yeah, so like you said, I started in school, and then I then started competing competitively outside of school, and then I made it to like the finals at the Canadian Championship.
Did you win?
Representing Ontario.
Did you win?
I got second.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, though. That's awesome. Hey,
And
did they give you like a topic? Is it the same thing that oratorical sounds like? They give you the topic and you got to just talk?
So you prepare a speech in advance, you give that speech, and then you have to pull a topic out of a hat, and then you have 20 minutes to prepare a 3-minute speech.
Oh, it's only 3 minutes, though.
And you give a speech.
3 minutes. You can pick pick your ass for 3 minutes and talk about it.
Yeah, but was this before the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. When you got the topic out of the hat, like did you immediately rush to the computer?
There's no computer. You have to do it out of your head.
What was the topic you pulled out of the hat?
The third time I did it, it was a famous person that you met or something like that.
Oh, I can nail that. I can nail that. I would do it on Smith and Tell from yesterday. That's easy.
Yeah.
Who was the famous person that you had met?
I made it up. I said that I met Del Piero, who is like a famous soccer player from my favorite soccer team. And I just made it up.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So they didn't... Did everybody...
Well, I guess they can't verify it. They're just going on your word.
Did everybody just make it up?
I don't know. I was very competitive. I didn't talk to anybody else.
Good for you. Good for you.
Damn.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
And all right, very good, very good. Nice to meet you, Miss Sudbury. Wow. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, because when she gave us that example for the topic, I thought, okay, at least you can personalize it because it's asking specifically about you. And then she's like, well, I created the story. That's more impressive than telling your own story.
No, because then you can make it up. Remember, I was sick. I was in the hospital. He came to visit me. Like, you can,
on the spot, you're creating a narrative.
Yeah,
right.
Those are the people that go far in life because they can
lie.
Do the small talk. They can ask for the promotion. They can
lie.
Basically, I didn't want to say lie, but they can sell what's necessary.
Yeah. They can sell you
to get the job done.
The other thing that I didn't realize, I used Smith and Tell, who I loved yesterday. I love them so much. I didn't meet them when I was high school. That's the other thing. You got to talk about somebody famous. A lot of people in high school haven't met anybody famous.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You might maybe have been to a book signing of an author or something.
Maybe. And most people haven't. Most people don't meet famous people when they're young.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, unless, like, you know, what, you were in line at a baseball game and somebody, like, slapped your hand.
Well, what about you? Like, when you won the platinum quill.
Thank you.
As part of the reward, did you get to shake anyone's hand?
Well, I mean, you got to remember at that point, I had already met a lot of famous people.
Because?
Well, I was already working at the station.
John Lander. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I was already hanging out with Bon Jovi and Mr. Mister. Oh. Samantha Fox. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Ellie, it's me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name's Rick. I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
I'm the head coach of a middle school debate team, and we're always looking for judges if you want to come and try and judge how these kids do. But I'm telling you, you're going to be very impressed and shocked by how amazing they do.
I would love to go, but I have long COVID.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Jones does.
Wait, so you need me? But I don't know if I'm qualified to be a judge.
Oh, you absolutely would be. We just have to teach how to figure out when they're refuting and figure out who's pushing back on their contentions more. It's not a long training, but you would definitely be qualified. You're sitting here, you have the platinum quill. I mean, you definitely would be qualified.
Hey, can I ask you this? Are a lot of kids, like as a teacher, are a lot of kids into debate or no?
There are several. At my school, it's really cool. Our team is very inclusive. So I got kids from all walks that come in. I have kids that are learning English that are just coming in to learn how to speak. I have some kids that are really going to be lawyers and doctors going up. So it's cool to see the community of debate and the community of public speaking. They really extend to each other.
You know who I give a ton of credit to? If you're a kid that's just learning to speak English and you've got the balls on you to go into debate.
Super impressive.
It really is. Now, if I was competing against Woodbridge High School, I'd be like, give me the ESL kid. However, that's called being competitive. Do you want to go against the future lawyer or the guy who's like stumbling trying to find the English word for like hello? That's what I want. But that's impressive that those kids have the balls to do it.
You wouldn't be surprised. They start out not that great, but then by the end of the season, one of my ESL kids was on our championship team from last year.
You know what that is?
Wow.
That's great coaching right there. That's all coaching.
That's them.
It's coaching. It's coaching. Take credit.
I'll take some credit on it, but I'm giving kids credit too.
Right. All right.
Very good. Don't be all humble and whatnot.
All right. You know what? Send me an email. Send it to Diane and let me see if I can come judge a debate class. I think I'd be good at that.
We'd love to have you, Elliot.
Remember, I was heavily recruited. All right, very good. Hold tight 1 second. Hold on 1 second, please.
I think we're good to go as long as there's no air check requirement. Well, you mentioned English as a second language. How about Smith and Tell yesterday?
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
During, well, the mics weren't on, but during commercial breaks, they would go back and forth between English and Swedish like that.
Yeah.
And like, and flawlessly. Like, obviously, Swedish is like their first language, but they're really good with English.
Yes. And it was when they were planning out like the formatting of the performances. And they were also talking to the other guitarist, who I don't think was as fluent in English. So they had to rely on their native tongue. And boy, when you are sitting next to someone speaking Swedish, you in your head think, you know what, maybe I kind of speak Spanish because this language is crazy.
Yeah, that was, and it's fast.
Very fast.
And it doesn't sound anything like the chef.
It almost, from the Muppets.
Because that's where everybody goes when they think Swedish.
Or IKEA.
I did not hear one herndy-herndy.
I couldn't tell.
One thing you thought you understood.
At first I thought like they were just like making noises.
It sounded like, brrr. I was like, oh my God, they're talking.
And meanwhile, Elliot's like this.
I can't say good words.
In English. But that was wild.
That was awesome. That was great.
And I know saying that sounds ignorant and dumb, but I've never sat in a conversation up close and personal like that for 5 minutes of only Swedish.
Yeah, I had to ask if they were talking about us.